From KYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. More than $1.2 million in federal grants will help the Little Rock Police Department modernize and expand its services. KYR News intern Julia Kraus covered today's announcement.
The city received three separate grants. One will allow the department to buy what's called a National Integrated Ballistic Information Network system. Captain Ken Temple says having it in-house can provide valuable information quickly for gun-related crimes.
NIBIN is a specialized computer system that is hooked up to the ATF network, and it allows us to take shell casings that, from gun crime scenes, be able to triage them and enter them into the national database. If there's any matches in through there, then we get those matches back as possible leads,
which can quickly help the department identify suspects. Other grants will fund six crime victim advocates, which Police Chief Keith Humphrey says will help previously underrepresented segments of society.
We'll have a Spanish-speaking advocate, which is very important. Our Latinx community is growing, and so we want to ensure the Latinx community that we are advocates for their safety and to make sure that no one feels as though they are not. We want everybody to be inclusive in our efforts to reduce violent crimes.
Another will specialize in helping LGBTQ crime victims. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. said the advocates will help make the department more accessible for everyone. He credited the assistance of U.S. Attorney Cody Hyland of the Eastern District of Arkansas and Senator John Bozeman in helping to secure the grant money. The mayor also said these grants will assist in making the city safer. Julia Kraus, KUAR News.